Good morning, everybody. Today's first reading is the reason that King Solomon is so famous. It's this beautiful episode where he, by the way, he was only about young 20s, maybe even a teenager, when he became the third king of United Israel. And he followed his father David. And here he is, this young man who's got this entire nation under his control. And God comes to him one night, we heard in the first reading, and God says, I'll give you whatever you want. Name me one thing you want. I'll give it to you. And it's, by the way, a good little practice for us from time to time to say, like, what would that one thing be for me? You know, and to kind of put a mirror up and say, like, if I was, like, actually honest, what would the one thing be that I would ask God for? And it kind of reveals a little bit about where we are in our life. But Solomon gets that question, and he says, I pray for wisdom. He wants an understanding heart so that he can know right from wrong, so that he can judge wisely, so that he can live a life focused on what is actually important, so that he can know what's actually important and live a life focused and centered on that. What a prayer. And the scripture says that God was very happy with that request. And that God says, you could have asked for money. You could have asked for the heads of your enemies. You could have asked for anything. But you asked for wisdom so that you could know what is important and live that way. Live focused and centered on that. And I think that's an important prayer for us all to pray. Like, Lord, give me wisdom. The guy in our gospel was wise enough to know that when he found the treasure, that was worth more than everything else. And so he does all that he does to get that treasure. In other words, he knows what is most important in life, which is this treasure. And I'm here to say that of course, like, Jesus is our treasure. It has to be. Jesus is our treasure, and our life, if we are truly wise, like, we pray for wisdom, like, Lord, help me to know that you are the most important thing in my life, in the world, and help me live a life centered on that, focused on you, centered on you, and that everything in my life got to go back to that. You know, I was at St. Joe about a little over a week ago, and I was kind of puttering around the church, and this guy comes in, and he's probably about 70, and he says, I'm passing through town. He was with his wife. He says, I'm driving through town, and I just wanted to visit this church. And I said, have you ever been here before? He said, I was here for a year and a half of my life, my fifth grade year and the first half of my sixth grade year. He said, I went to this church and this school. He said, Father, everything, and he started to cry. He said, Father, everything good in my life comes back to here. And I said, wow. I said, like, what do you mean by that, you know? And he says, this place taught me how to live my life. This place taught me about God. This place taught me what to look for in a wife, what to look for in a career. He said, this place changed my life. He said, I'm not being proud here, he said, but I was always the top of my class academically. And he said, my fifth grade nun, and I forget what her name, Sister Mary somebody. They were all Sister Mary somebody, weren't they? And he says, she sat me down one day, and I thought I was going to be in trouble. And he said, I remember exactly what she said. She said, you are very smart. You could use your brain power, your intellect, to do anything in the world. You could do a lot of evil with it. But she said, it's my job to help you to use your intellect your whole life long for the glory of God. And he says, Father, I've tried to do that my whole life. I'm not perfect. We all know people who are head smart but not wise, you know. They may be very smart. They know a lot of facts. They know a lot of different things. But they're not wise because their life isn't focused on what isn't seeking what is truly important and focused on what is truly important, which is the Lord. And one time I was in the seminary, and I told Father, my spiritual director, I said, look at all how long my to-do list is. He said, remember, Michael, you have the same 24 hours in your day that Mother Teresa had in hers. It's how you use it, how you use your time. And I think that when we pray for wisdom, what we're praying for is, Lord, help me know what is important in this world, and help me to use everything that I have, my time, my intellect, my muscles, my hands, my whole everything. Help me use it for your glory. Help me use everything that will pass here in this life, like our colleague talked about at Mass. Help me use everything here on earth to redound to your glory. And that is the prayer that Solomon had. And that should be our prayer too. Just an encouragement as part of your morning prayers every day. Pray for what Solomon prayed for. Pray for wisdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.